TIC Productions presents India's premier Bollywood podcast. You're listening to Bollywood Weekly.
Bonjour, and welcome to this episode of Bollywood Weekly. We have with us today, it's a momentous occasion because Robert Rohan Singh is making his debut.
Robert!
Snow claps for Robbie.
And Robbie, given that we watched Befikre, Robbie has agreed to do this entire podcast in French.
French being my version of French, so don't judge me on this. If there are any French people hearing, sorry.
Pardon is French.
Pardon.
But okay, as mentioned, today's movie is Befikre. And we have a quite interesting mix of responses today in terms of what we actually thought about it. Satyen, why don't you start? Since you are the most positive out of all the
five. I actually felt it was an entertaining movie, but all it lacked was chemistry. And I think if the actress was different, I think it would have worked better. But the movie was fun, and the lack of chemistry let me down. Otherwise, I had fun. I enjoyed it.
Robert?
I have nothing negative to say, but I have nothing positive to say. I think it was bland. I mean, it's fun at times. The songs, okay, the most disappointing part was I like two songs from the movie. Mm-hmm. Both got over in the first 5 minutes. And then I was sitting back thinking, oh, damn, now only terrible songs left. And yeah, none of them were good. Except you liked one song right at the end, which is a Punjabi credit song. So please don't leave the movie theater. Wait for it.
Wait for it.
They also have like, I didn't know Hindi movies do this now. They had a post-credit scene. After
I know,
they're trying to
pull some Marvel stuff.
They've been inspired by Marvel.
Satyen clearly missed it.
Damn it!
Looking at us, wondering what was
I mean, I was in Jade and there were 8 people and 7 left, so...
Yeah, I mean, we walked into Jade and actually told Pish, dude, I think it's a private screening.
Surprise was so empty.
Yeah, right at the end when the Punjabi song played, you know the uncle who sells the tickets?
Yes!
Yeah,
he came and started rocking out to the
song. Yeah, he did the same thing.
Same uncle, and he knew all the lyrics.
Actually, I think that's why PU also liked the credit scene more. Because it was a live performance.
Exactly.
The second most entertaining performance of the entire movie.
PU, what did you think?
Yeah, so I thought it was average. I mean, I read and I knew that he wanted to make a very light rom-com movie. So I see what he was trying to do. I just think it failed, especially in the second half. It was just disappointing. And I agree with you. I don't think there was any chemistry. It was a little bit cringy. And I don't know, I just felt uncomfortable. There was just that chemistry that you always see Ranveer has in the past with like Deepika and Anushka. Maybe because he was dating them. Maybe just...
Perhaps.
But honestly, songs are average, except for the 3 songs that I enjoyed.
What about Nadia?
That annoyed me. I was so over the French by then.
It actually felt a bit like, okay, so that's where probably one of the DDLJ references comes in, where they're both separating. And you know how in DDLJ they're leaving the train station and that Na jaane mere dukha. And this is also something similar, but except the quality of songs, there's Na jaane and now here's Nadeesha.
Well put.
But it's actually going from Kajol to Vani Kapoor.
You know, we've spoken about the end of the film, but I really want to speak about the start, which is a montage of different kissing shots. And some of them were god-awful. Like, they weren't even, like, normal bad kissing shots. They were literally...
We have
like,
a kissing expert in the house.
I'll show you.
I've said nothing. But no, just to look at, it was just, like, moving side to side and, like, people eating each other up. It was just awful. Like, in fact,
actually, now that you mention it, there's one particular kiss right at the end where they're jumping off a cliff.
Yes.
Unlike Aditya Chopra, right? Yeah. It seemed like something out of Houseful or something gimmicky. Like they're floating in the air. Yeah, so that and it was so cheesy, the ending. Come on. Yeah. He should have ended it in a different way.
No, on this topic of kissing, it's interesting because the censor board passed this movie with no
flying
cuts
colors.
And gave it a UA rating, which after there was a lot of controversy because they cut out like the romantic scene with Aishwarya in Ethel and Michelle.
And the kissing scene from James Bond.
And the kissing scene from James Bond last year. And so some journalists actually asked Palash Nilani, like, why did you let this pass and why didn't you let, like, Ethel and Michelle or James Bond pass?
Right.
And his response was that, the kisses in this movie show warmth, affection, and kinship.
Oh, wow. Whereas, we have another kissing expert right over there.
I need to meet him.
So, and I was like, but the ones that Edil and Mushkil are like, are very sexual in nature.
Yeah.
But apparently this wasn't. So I don't know, what kind of,
I mean, I get that because there's no chemistry. So
I think it's a matter of time before there's a podcast where Satyan and Pankaj Nalani sit
down. No, you should get them.
Yeah. And then he also said, because this movie is about, like, you know, they're in France and they're like, it's all about, like, how young people perceive love globally. So it's not reflective of Indian values. So it's fine.
He came on, actually.
That's so ridiculous.
He came on the debate with Arnab Goswami and he was nicknamed Sanskari film.
Oh, that's.
Because of what he did. Yeah. And in fact, if you see the movies that actually, Pankaj Nalani, is it?
Yeah,
20 years ago, he made some very questionable B-grade movies, which were passed, and now here he is.
Yeah.
Interesting fellow.
Yeah. What did you guys think of, like, the acting, though? Forget the chemistry, but just purely.
Love Anay. Anay is so cute.
I know.
We all love Anay.
Forget that, guys.
No, Ranveer is Ranveer.
Yeah.
Whether he acts or not, he's his personality. I think it just, like, repeats itself over and over again in every film he does. It just, that's what dominates the screen for most part.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think his screen presence and energy is good, but, like, I felt he was overacting.
It was borderline overacting, you're right. Yeah. I was thinking the same thing.
But I haven't seen him do a movie like this in a while. He's recently moved to a very different genre of cinema. You see a Ram Leela.
Or a
Baji Rao, where he's doing these very serious roles. It's nice once in a while to see this throwback to the old Band Baja Barat Ranveer. And I hope he does more movies like this because funny and young is...
It's him,
it's him.
So,
it's him.
Yeah.
It suits him so well. I see better movies of this genre though.
Yeah.
I was reading an article today about how he's not a hero yet because he's overdone exactly what we've been talking about. He felt his USP is being this over-the-top enthusiastic kind of guy after Band Baja Barat. And it's just manifested itself in different forms over and over again. And people have just been saturated by it. So he's not really fulfilled his potential of being a true hero.
Right.
Yeah. His next movie is also, unfortunately for you, Robbie.
It's Sanjay Leela.
Padmavati.
Oh, wow. So wait. Young Ranveer or age-old Ranveer? Which one is that?
Huh?
The Padma Leela, what's it about?
It's another Sanjay Leela Bhansali movie.
I'm not a big fan. Oh, I will see the reaction on Homo Daily. Oh, I love these over exuberant Indian sets.
And Shahid's in it too, right?
Yes.
That should be interesting. Yeah, I think he's a great actor. So
I really like Shahid, man.
I would go watch this one.
Shahid after that movie in Kashmir, which was that?
Heather.
Oh, yeah, that was it. Yeah. That was the one.
That was the one.
Yeah.
Okay, so back to this.
Yeah, sorry. totally digressing.
He became slightly Bific Ray there.
But yeah, there was like nothing about this movie that really excited me. The second half, I think, got a bit better. I actually liked that whole phase where they became friends after they broke up.
Yeah,
yeah,
like
know,
that felt the most.
You know why? That was natural because that's when they were not trying to be romantic or like. That's when it felt awkward. When they were trying, it was awkward. When they were not trying, it was normal.
Yeah. And it was nice that, you know, they didn't show her being, like, super friendly with him initially. Because in real life, that doesn't happen. Like, that they showed... that was great, you know. And it's a tough genre, I feel like, to get the romantic comedy. And especially in Bollywood, we've never seen a movie like that. So, I think it went down...
Romantic comedy?
Yeah.
That's not overly
dramatic. Oh, that like a very light movie. But I think it went downhill exactly after that point, as you said.
I was hoping the friendship part continues more, man. But also in some way you're waiting, okay, when's that turn gonna come?
Yeah,
when's that turn gonna come?
Because it's Bollywood and Aditya Chopra, you know.
And I was like, how nice would it have been if maybe she did actually go with Anand?
That's what I thought.
Yeah, and you see them together and you're like, okay, I mean, as a creative filmmaker, you're okay, fine, you know, they have to fall in love eventually, but why not let her go with Anand and let him also be happy?
Yeah.
I'm going to make a remake of this movie.
Yeah.
With Anya and her together.
Yeah. Is there, have you seen Ek Mai Aur Ek Tu?
Yeah.
That,
the Vegas one.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That is, that's basically what happens in that one.
Yeah.
But then they could have done this in a way that both of them find love in their own way. No one is sad in that. Of course, Imran Khan is upset that,
But that's the point that was missed out. I think they meant to show them falling in love with each other over time, but that
never came out.
Yeah, suddenly it's just like,
we've
always had feelings.
Yeah.
Right. So, it was very abrupt, a lot of this. Even in the first half, the time thing where it's like present and 1 year ago, when the second half started, we were confused. You know, like,
it's the same thing I have, same complaint I have with movies like the last year. They don't show, they don't spend time building the relationship between the two characters, and they expect you to buy that they're in love.
Right.
They just jump into it. Like the first scene, they meet at a party again, it's a club scene. They meet each other, and he just says, "Oh, I've lost in your eyes," or whatever. And then after that, you just assume that, he's always liked her. They never show the building romance or anything.
But which is so different from, say, Ranveer's first movie, I already mentioned Band Baja Barat, where even after they have that tiff, after they didn't, like, he didn't love her back, they still show them sort of meeting each other again and spending time planning that other wedding and then slowly falling in love all over again. So you can see where that's coming from, where Ranveer also looks at her and realizes, I mean, there's another guy in the picture, so that helps. But in this, there's nothing. There's just her telling him, okay, this has happened.
Yeah.
This guy has proposed. And then finally, boom, he's like, wow, I'm in love.
And even the parents, even though they play an integral role, they could have played a much bigger part in helping you feel more drawn towards Ranveer, I thought. Because although they're always like there saying, what, are they friends? Are they not? Are they more than friends? But they're still at a distance from her. And even when Anne comes into the picture, the mother never really voices out anything saying.
But don't you think that's exactly what he was trying to do? That with millennials and with, like, I guess the new generation, that's how people are falling in love. Like, the parents don't always have much of a say. And hence So that's what I'm saying. I think I see what he was trying to do. I just think it failed at the same time.
Because he does bring it back in the end, where the mother comes and says, make sure
the mother has to make a difference, man. An Indian parent has to make a difference in an
not
Indian
a Bollywood movie without
I don't get why, like, anything quote-unquote traditional is like, oh, French. Like, we raised her as French. So that's why she goes around and sleeps with people. That's why she drinks champagne.
Yeah.
It's like,
that's
so
why the
weird.
Censor board was okay.
Probably.
French sanskar is different.
I
like the aloo ke parathe though. Made me really hungry.
Oh, man. Yeah. Made all of
us. I was remembering Hrithik Roshan. Gobi ke parathe wo bhi London.
But of all places, there's a wedding in France and there's a one gas stove rent.
With pakoras?
Yeah.
Dude, you could see that. There were like muffins. There were. I was expecting to see a crock and boosh and then suddenly pops up. Aloo pakode. So auntie is so sweet. Bita, ye pyaas ke hai ya besan ke? I'm like, auntie, khao na.
But the end of this movie felt more like Rohit Shetty than
don't insult Rohit Shetty. That's exactly what I said when the convoy of cars enter the music also was like Rohit Shetty.
It reminded me a lot of every Houseful movie, you know, when they enter the big apartment, at least 6-7 cars open and Mithun Bhai comes out. JJ.
And even the part where they're all fighting was so over the top.
So
oh my god.
Actually, that was a lot like that movie, which is the one where the house is on the edge.
That was the Welcome.
Welcome. It was so
That's a bad movie.
Yeah, Welcome was fantastic.
I love Welcome, but that last part was retarded. The house is good. This is sort of like that. All it's like Kabaddi, dude. If they want to do the advertising
like
for the next
week. They were all like jumping on each other.
And just random people just decided to jump like for no reason.
Yeah,
like,
they were all rugby fans or players.
Football players.
Uncles were jumping and everyone was jumping. Everyone's like,
even her parents.
Yeah.
I was expecting to hear someone shout, pylon, boom.
But we haven't spoken about Vani.
We have not spoken about Vani.
She's an amazing dancer.
Yeah.
She speaks French quite well.
Yeah.
And that's all I have to say about it.
I think that was one of the main reasons why they must have casted her. Am I wrong?
She can speak French.
Yeah.
Probably, dancing also probably.
Dancing
for sure.
I think Vani is like, when I think of that description, you know, she's not pretty but she's hot. Like Vani comes to mind. She's really hot in terms of, she's worked so hard on her physique and she looks really good in the bikini.
yes, Robbie. No, I really fail at that point when, you know, they go on the yacht and she comes out in the bikini.
Yeah.
And this is the first scene after they say, Mere pas chota sa yacht hai, and they go into the next scene where it's her walking out in the bikini. And the first question I asked was, where's the yacht? My friend said, do you really want to see the yacht?
Priorities.
But what a chota sa yacht eventually when they
I know, it. Just for four of them. Yeah. And that's when Robbie was like, investment banker.
Yeah, in Yashraj's films, I mean, the poor people also live in a mansion in
Paris. Yeah, yeah. But I was thinking the Indian parents, man, here's an investment banker who's got a yacht and here's like this Seinfeld style comic who makes our drunk uncles laugh about being a side hero.
And then he's like, I know if you're a good investment.
Yes.
Like, when I see one.
Because I'm a banker.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hi. I was like,
that also
bomb.
He's a classical kind, like he
said. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Main fida ho gaya tha, baaki ka pata nahi.
Whatever happened to his parents? They never even showed that.
Yeah, his parents were a no-show. Yeah. At the wedding. But the one
but
thing
But all, both Anay's parents and Ranveer's parents.
Yeah.
No one was there.
But Ranveer's I remember he mentioned Ami
father
something.
I know,
mother to Delhi, she doesn't want to, she's like, French ho gaya, chodo.
The part where Christine's pole dancing, by the way, in the
room. Oh, brilliant.
That was so funny.
Amazing. They cut so randomly to
that. Some scenes were really funny.
Yeah. My favorite part of that scene is Ranveer sitting on that easy comfort chair and that's popped up.
Yeah.
Like, wow.
My other favorite dialogue was when they're by the pool and there's a white sort of playboy model he calls her with him.
Yeah, yeah.
And Vani brings them ice lollies and he goes, baby, do you want ice lollies?
You just get the sense,
the boat shoot tomorrow.
when there's an Indian guy and like a white girl or a gori, like the Indian guy will try and be more Indian, like, baby, you want. It just happens.
From experience, Robert.
It's uncanny. That came very naturally.
I know, actually.
Guys, bade bade desho mein.
If in French.
Never mind.
Yeah. And then that Palak part too was another. Was that a DDLJ?
Yeah.
That was fine, I think. I mean, it was.
Yeah, that was, yeah. Okay. So there were some parts which were like funny.
But about Vani, one other thing that people have been commenting about was that she looks rather different from.
From Should They See Romance?
From Should They See Romance.
Very, very different.
Very different.
And not only talking about her clothes.
Not Should or They See.
Yeah.
She does look different. And without saying much, she looked a lot better earlier. Her face looked a lot better earlier.
Yeah.
I mean, it's sad that we're talking so much about that, but it did affect the.
Yeah, because there was no, like, I mean. She had one facial expression throughout the movie.
It was stiff, the lower part. Yeah, there's something about it.
Don't know what it is
about
with Aditya Chopra actresses and
getting plastic surgery. Exactly. Anushka Sharma too. And I remember her saying that on Coffee with Karan, where she was like, yeah, I thought it was pretty. And then like Aditya Chopra was like, don't get carried away. You're not, you know. And then she was like, I was just like reflecting. And she said it in a joking way.
Yeah,
like, you never know, man.
That's pretty dark. Like, that's not very comforting at all.
Yeah.
From someone who supposedly makes classic feel-good Bollywood movies.
Maybe, I don't know what's happening to Aditya. Maybe Rani Mukherjee is driving him mad. Stay single, guys.
Damn. Robert, you went really deep. Okay. Anything else about this movie?
Ranveer is fun. Vani is not so fun. Anay is fun. Who else was in the movie?
Anay was awesome.
That karaoke
scene. That was a breath of fresh air.
I love that one exchange between Ranveer and Mehra at the in the wedding. When he's who's who.
Oh, that was so good. Was
who really not
good.
To talk to. Yeah. Really basically, don't talk to anybody.
And then he says, Mehra is a Malega or something at one point.
At the wedding though, there's a crazy show. They dance, the two of them do a dance together, which is fantastic.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah.
Their dance is awesome.
My eyes were just on Vani in that whole scene though. She's a brilliant dancer.
Killed it.
Also, the karaoke scene, I remember, it was nice for a change to see that the actors were actually doing the singing themselves.
Yeah.
Ranveer's actually not bad.
You know, the first person I thought of was you when I saw that scene.
I am a job. Yeah, you only scenes. It was, Ranveer actually doesn't have a bad voice, man. Ane and Vani were terrible.
Yeah.
They should have had Sunidhi Chauhan step in there.
Yeah.
There were no iconic scenes to remember.
Yeah. Even the dance scene, actually, I was quite frustrated while watching it because the dancing was great. But it just went on for ages.
It went on for a while.
And it didn't quite add anything.
Mm. Like, I really thought at the end of it, there will be something happening and that's when they're...
Yeah, you know the dance in Mohabbate when Kajol and
Shah
dance and you feel that freaking intense...
Not Mohabbate, kuch kuch hota hai, where he starts with that finger thing.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Beta. That's when I know Indian movies are all magic, dude. When Shah Rukh with a piano standing under greenhouse, green scenes are happening there right now. Although the one thing I did like about it is the entire, when I knew the entire manager's thing will happen and they will eventually get together, I was like, oh my god, drama is going to happen. But luckily, there was no drama. It happened in a really silly way at the end of the day. Mm. But it was...
That's what you wanted to do.
Yeah, but I like the fact that there was no over drama, like sort of nonsense. And
yeah, overly emotional.
Yeah, that was refreshing for a change, actually.
Mm.
Yeah. I wouldn't see it again, basically. But I'm glad I went for it.
No, I'm going to show it to you again. I dare you. I dare you.
I dare you. Maybe after a couple of Jaeger bombs, we'll think about it.
But I think they pushed the daring thing too far as well. Daring each other to do
the last part where they jumped.
Yeah. I dare you. It's my new thing, dude. If I go on a date now, I'm just going to dare my date.
Yeah.
Please let us know how that goes for you. I'm very curious.
Dude,
I think he's been inspired a bit too
much. I have been inspired. I want to jump off cliffs.
Also, how are they such professional dancers? I'm sorry, but like, just out of nowhere. They knew, like, I mean, it was really fun to watch.
That's what tour guides and comedians do.
Didn't Ranveer, like, sort of give out this very Seinfeld feel about him? He's standing, speaking about life's experiences. And
then cut
the scene.
I know what you mean.
Yeah.
A little bit, yeah.
That's what it felt like in the beginning.
Except I don't think it was that fun. But
Yeah, it was, exactly. It wasn't funny at all.
Hey, there was one uncle who thought he was hilarious.
Yeah. Okay. Apart from Befikre, this week also saw the Rais trailer come out.
Rais.
Yes.
You know, I already spoke to you about this. The one thing that stands out to me, and see it now, if you don't believe me, watch Rais again, the trailer. You will just hear the word dhanda, non-stop. Everything is dhanda, dhanda, dhanda. And then finally you understand and you hear the word Gujarat and it all makes sense. It all comes together.
Seriously, when I saw it after you mentioned it, that's all I heard.
I need to watch it again.
Dude, but it looks good though. Not a big fan of the actress.
Mahira Khan.
Yeah, not a big fan. I think there could have been better. But again, that's only on the basis of a trailer. Maybe in the movie, she acts really well, performs well, whatever her selling point is, but trailer not too impressed by her. But on the whole, the trailer looked nice. And good movies to look forward to, man. This one, Dangal, obviously, and a few others coming up.
Yeah.
The Rais trailer, I was actually surprised that it was like so all out commercial masala.
Exactly.
Type. I thought it would be a bit more Sarkar type vibes, but it's.
I think Shah Rukh needs to do a bit more commercial. I mean, Aamir Khan's genre is. Shah Rukh needs to be commercial.
How can Shah Rukh be more commercial?
Yeah, exactly.
No, that's true.
His movie needs to be commercial.
But it's as I mentioned before, it seemed like a very Salman Khan type of movie. Like, it was a bit like overdramatic, releasing all of that.
There are all these men standing, and Shah Rukh is walking sideways and turns. You're like, oh my god, that should be bhai Photoshop.
No, but I'm excited.
Yeah,
I'm
for sure.
A big Shah Rukh Khan fan, whether he does commercial or not. But from Dear Zindagi to watching this trailer,
there's
quite
being commercial is fine if there's like substance to it, which it looks like there is. Like,
I think that,
unlike, you know, some of his more Happy New Year.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Yeah.
There's one heartbreaking scene in the trailer, though, when there's so many bottles of alcohol running over. I'm like, no.
Give some of your...
The pain.
What sort of dhanda is this? Give me. But it looked good, man. And any Shah Rukh movie, especially if it's Red Chillies, It is worth looking forward to, at least. I'll be watching it for sure.
Mm.
I think that is all I have. Did you guys see anything fun?
I just remembered one more point. A trend from 2016, even in this movie, Befikre, when they meet, was it a song or was it a dialogue or exchange of dialogue? I can't remember. They talk about breakups again. There was a breakup song here also.
breakup anniversary.
Yeah, breakup anniversary. Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know what it is with Bollywood and this 2016 keep talking about breakups.
It's the year of breakups, man.
Yeah, man.
Really
yeah.
has been.
Yeah.
Actually, I was expecting maybe they'll just do a breakup song here also. Something will happen on those lines, but nothing did.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
Well, people are celebrating the breakups now, dude. People are so sad. They need new things to celebrate.
It's the French way, guys. Let's not forget that.
Yeah.
Three movies.
Adil Mushkil.
Yeah.
Correct.
We don't endorse breakups.
But hashtag stay single.
Don't enter the relationship, then you can't break up.
That's a great quote from Robert.
I know. Wise words from Robert.
Robert, your debut has exceeded all expectations.
Actually, there's one right at the end, they speak of when they're jumping about how love is a plunge. You should take the plunge. Don't be afraid of landing. You fly. And I was like, this is a bit of Hitch. A bit of this.
It was the worst. Like, yeah. I was like, this needs to end now.
Yeah.
That scene was so unnecessary.
One other announcement. Last week, we discussed that we are planning to do an end-of-year awards show.
Woo!
Yes.
Which was going to be on Facebook Live, but I have been advised by my creative team that we are actually going to do it pre-recorded and have some additional features and segments, such as award speech acceptances and dance performances red carpet build-up and all of that. I have no idea how any of this is going to happen.
I dare
this
you.
But this stuff's bigger than the Oscars, man.
But I have been promised that this is what will be possible. So, Satyen.
Creatively pressure.
And by team, he means Satyen.
And Vidur.
Who has what? We figure okay.
We'll just take the plunge.
Oh, God.
Okay, on that note, we're going to end right now before this gets any worse. Thanks so much for listening. That was our show and hope you enjoyed it. You know what I'm about to say next, but I'm going to say it anyway. Please subscribe to Bollywood Weekly on iTunes using the podcast app or on SoundCloud, either on the web or using the app available on iOS and on Android. You can also follow us on Facebook and Twitter. The links are in the description. And please do spread the word and let us know what you think in the comments. If there's anything you want to see us doing differently or anything you want to see more of, we will be happy to take all your feedback. And if you want to just share your views about what you think about these movies, we will be happy to feature those as well. See you next week.